My guest on Book Notes to open the year is an old friend of Book Notes, Eric Goodman, who has been on to talk about novels in the past. And he's out with his first collection of poetry. It's called Faraway Tables. It's lovely to welcome you back, Eric.
Thank you, Judith. It's great to be here.
I'm fascinated about the transition. I know you do a lot of nonfiction writing. Mm-hmm. We've talked a lot about your novels. The transition to poetry, it strikes me as a terrifying transition, but clearly not to you.
I kind of find it depends on the mood you're in, but I think all kinds of writing really just comes down to being able to put words together. So I didn't find it difficult to transition. It was challenging at first, but once I kind of found my cadence, I felt like it was just an extension of the other types of writing.
Please, will you read Notre Dame Bardo for me?
Sure. Notre Dame Bardo. In this sacred fortress, one of 50,000 churches in France, sunlight filters through stained glass. Serrated red erupts from the window, warms the cold stone floor, spills over your white shirt. Passion and fury, life and death, pulsate in a hum of energy. The soles of your hiking shoes lift, in this bardo, between one reality and the next. An inferno infects, warms, radiates through you, through this place. In this disorienting moment, recklessness, clarity, connected to everything and nothing at once.
I wanted you to read that because, of course, it's so extraordinary that Notre Dame is reopening again now. Mm-hmm. I know that these poems came about very much during the lockdown because of the pandemic. And one doesn't have a sense that these poems are restrained. You're often looking at other places. So that gives the collection a kind of nostalgia. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering what you feel the cohering factor is in this collection.
When I started writing these, I didn't actually plan on a collection. I was just writing poems. It wasn't until about halfway through them that I realized this could probably be a collection. And I felt like it was a time of reflection, a time of, you know, we were all cramped up in our houses. The world had shut down. So it was a time to focus on memories and things of the past. And also we were stuck in our homes, so we weren't able to travel. So I felt like it was a time to also visit places, you know, in the poetry. I didn't realize what the theme was going to be until after I wrote them all. And I was trying to figure out what order to put them in. And I still kind of thought the theme might be the pandemic itself. And I realized it was really more about this desire to be somewhere else or someplace else, like a longing to be elsewhere. And not a bitter longing, but, you know, kind of a happy longing in a way, but also bittersweet, like in memories or just places that you remember. It's like COVID changed the world, and this kind of reflects that, I think, this look back at the way it was.
This is a collection called Faraway Tables, and it's the first poetry collection of Eric D. Goodman. There's more on his website, ericdgoodman.com. Eric, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Judith. It's always great to be here.